The reason that your world fell apart when you realized the narcissist wasn't real. The narcissist was not even real. Is because you believe the lies. It's not the fault of the narcissist. It's your fault. The reason your world fell apart is because you believed the lie. There was always red flags. Always red flags. We wanted to believe the lie. We ate the lie. We drank the lie. I hate to say it, but we loved the lie because it was a fake reality. And the only way you're going to step into something that's not real is because you want to believe it. These people are shapeshifters. And they shape and shift into what you want. They figure out what you want and they shapeshift into that image. It doesn't matter who you are. They change. They move from person to person to person. They will shapeshift to whoever they're around. They change their identity based on what the person wants. You talk about crazy. That's some crazy stuff. So in a way, it's not our fault, but in a way it is. Because the only reason we fell for it, because you're just, the only reason you're going to get tied up with somebody like that is either you rush into it too fast, which we know that's wrong, or you saw the red flags and you just ignored them because you were trying to get some kind of need met that only God can meet, you know. Only God meets certain needs. And so what's happening here with the narcissist is it's revealing, it's like a mirror. So the whole world crashes and burns, right? So the whole framework falls apart. And so it's an object lesson to a deeper thing, deeper truth. So you take the narcissist object lesson and you apply it to every other part of your life. What lies do you believe? What lies are you believing? Getting ready for retirement. Sleeping better. Working a job. You know, a lot of people don't want to work. They want to live in the fake reality. It's okay if you work your way out of work. You know, that's not a problem. If you work your way out of being at work, that's cool. Like investing or having a business or other people running your business for you. But you're still going to have to work and manage the managers, you know. And so the object lesson from the narcissist is you look at other parts of your life and you say, what lie am I believing? Why am I going out drinking every weekend? That money's being blown and you're putting ethanol. You're putting actually gasoline in your body. You're drinking gasoline. What am I doing health-wise? What am I doing emotional-wise? What am I doing spiritual-wise? What am I doing in any capacity in my life? What lie am I believing? And why do I want to believe that lie? What lie am I believing and why do I want to believe the lie? Why do we want to live in fake reality? You understand? So the narcissist is just a stepping stone to bring you to freedom at a higher level, to where you don't accept fake reality anymore. You accept the truth. And so your flesh mind, so it takes you even further. Your flesh mind is fake. The spirit mind is real, because the flesh mind is going to burn up. The spirit mind is the mind of Christ. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, right? The flesh mind is Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21. And the envy, the strife, the hatred and all that, the anger and all that, that's not even real. It's going to burn up. It's not going to last. Those kind of people are going to be burning in hell forever. Because instead of them running to the finished work of Jesus, they want to be their own sacrifice, and it's going to have to be burned. They're going to have to be burned forever as an offering, a burnt offering, because they weren't real. They didn't want to go to the finish. There has to be an offering. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The worm never dies. They wanted it to be their own savior, so they gotta be an offering forever. A burnt offering. A burnt offering. They made the choice. They wanted the lie. They wanted to believe the lie that they could be good enough, that they could keep the Ten Commandments, that they could be righteous before God by their own works instead of appropriating the work, finished work of Jesus by faith. Instead of appropriating the work of Christ by faith, they thought they could do it in their own power. So the narcissist is a wake-up call that you've been believing, that, you know, a lot of people, they try to save other, I did it. You try to save these people. You can't save anybody. Only God can. You give them the truth. If they don't receive it, shake the dust off your feet, move on. You can't save them. You can't rescue them. If you do, you'll keep doing it. Now, if you get somebody who's wanting to learn and somebody who's willing to change, you can deal with those kind of people, but the narcissist is not wanting to, the scorner is not wanting to change. Rebuke a wise man, he'll love you. Rebuke a foolish man, he'll hate you. They don't take rebuke. They don't take reproof. You get yourself a blot, the Bible says. So the narcissist can be the greatest catapult into total freedom if you understand it's a subfractal of all the other lies that we wanted to believe, our bloodline lies, our culture lies, the flesh mind, the media, everything around you is pretty much a lie. And so the only way to leave Babylon completely is to hate the lies and love the truth. And not live in fake reality. Because fake reality is not going to help you. It's just not going to help you. Fake reality is going to eventually close in on you. And you're going to have to face the truth. And the only way you're going to ignore the truth is become more evil and more evil and more evil. And eventually it's still going to hit you. People run from the truth, go to the dark, they become more evil in their heart, more hard-hearted, and eventually they hit a brick wall. So why not save all that trouble and seek the truth? Actually, narcissism, somebody's dealing with a narcissist. The narcissist just played the role. They let you believe your lie. They let you believe it.